Penguin Random House Australia Audio proudly presents Hip Hop and Hymns. Written by Manyo Bobo, narrated by Chantel Jamison. All rights reserved. I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which this book was primarily written, the Cammeraygal people of the Eora Nation, and pay my respects to elders past and present. I would also like to extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Sovereignty has never been ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are advised that this publication contains the names of people who are now deceased. This book is a memoir. It reflects the author's present recollections of experiences over time. In some instances, events have been compressed and dialogue has been recreated. The names and identifying characteristics of some persons described in the book have been changed to protect their privacy. For Dad, Milowo, and I love the way you love me. A note from the author. I didn't keep a journal during the most traumatic parts of my life because, let's face it, I didn't want to remember that shit. Some things, though, once lived through, are hard to forget. And though the pain may have passed with time, each experience has come with a lesson. This is my recollection of some of the events that have shaped me as a person. I've debated whether to tell the story at all. After all, it doesn't cast me in the best light. But I'm sick of pretending to be someone I'm not. I'm sick of getting up every day, putting on my game face and living a guarded existence in which I'm not really me most of the time. I'm also tired of representing my race. And by that I mean being on my best behaviour because, as is often the case, I'm the only black person some people will ever meet. I just want to be me. It's not just the people I don't know well. The first thing my mother said to me when I told her I was writing my life was, "Don't embarrass me." But my objective is to tell my story honestly, without inhibitions. This is also the story I wish I had available to me growing up in regional Australia. And I'm not alone in feeling that way. My Sydney hairdresser's 20-year-old daughter was helping her mother braid my hair when I asked her,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?